The head of NASA today vowed to follow every one of the recommendations put forth by the Columbia Accident Investigation Board. That includes not only the technical fixes required before shuttles can fly again, but also deeper efforts to improve the culture and management of the space agency. NASA Administrator Sean O'Keefe says that process has already begun. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
The Columbia Accident Investigation Board spelled out 29 specific recommendations. About half are straightforward technical fixes, better cameras to film launches, for example, or a kit so astronauts can repair the shuttle in orbit. The rest require changes to the organization and culture of NASA. NASA Administrator Sean O'Keefe today told reporters that the agency will comply with them all.
Now, the report covers hardware failures, to be sure, but it also covers human failures and how our culture needs change to mitigate succumbing to these failings again. We get it. Clearly got the point.
For example, engineers need to be encouraged to speak up when they're worried about something, and managers need to listen. O'Keefe said NASA is capable of making sure that safety is the most important goal, and he pointed out that NASA has fairly recently put safety issues above competing interests, such as keeping to schedule.
There was a stand down in June through October of last year in which an individual observed an anomaly on the fuel line for Atlantis. It was a crack on the fuel line that in turn stood down the fleet for that period of 4 months as we ran that to parade rest and determined exactly what the conclusions and solutions needed to be.
The challenge, he said, is to make sure NASA does that every time. The Accident Investigation Board says that requires changing the mindset or the culture at NASA. O'Keefe wasn't specific about exactly how to accomplish that.
There is no one-trick pony at this. It is not something that happens simply because I send out a memo. I'm not a Pollyanna on that point at all.
NASA has tried to change its culture before. Back in 1986, after the Challenger accident, a similar review also concluded that NASA needed to mend its ways. Diane Vaughn, who studies organizations at Boston College, says that effort obviously failed.
I think the fact that there are so many parallels between Challenger and Columbia shows that they didn't have a true understanding of how their own organization worked. And I'm hoping that with the explicitness and the evidence in the board's report that they will have to come to grips with that.
One thing NASA needs is expert advice, Vaughn says. The space agency has already sought some of that, particularly from the people who handle the Navy's nuclear-powered vessels. But William Freudenberg, a social scientist at the University of California at Santa Barbara, says that's not the right model for NASA because the nuclear Navy operates in secrecy.
Having something that is more public, you know, where the consequences of a screw-up or even a potential screw-up, something that might have led to the disaster if we hadn't been so right on top of it, I think that a more public approach would be better than a more militaristic approach.
Administrator Sean O'Keefe says he's casting a wide net for advice and counsel.
We've asked a very impressive group of 27 folks to help us work through those options and assure that we're not just, you know, drinking our own bathwater on this or singing ourselves to sleep on the options we love the most, you know.
NASA is, after all, a unique organization, and it will need to find a unique solution. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.